Welcome to Heart Shift Radio and Happy New Year. I, of course, am Marcy Newman, your host, and I'm really excited to be here with you today and just to talk about this clean slate that we have filled with all kinds of opportunities and possibilities for this new year. I have to share with you that initially I balked when I was asked to give this New Year's message. Do you find that strange? In truth, I did. And in fact, I was actually a little bit amused at my own reaction. Why didn't I want to share my thoughts with you? I mean, after all, everyone else is giving theirs. And then I realized that that was precisely what the issue was. I didn't want to do what everyone else is doing. I wanted to do things differently. That's just my MO. That's who I am. But I also didn't want my message diluted or confused with others. I didn't want my messages to be lost in the many others to come. My messages aren't just about the new year. They're actually about every second of every day. And in full confession also, I think I may be a little bit like a jealous lover, and I want your undivided attention. I want it because I want to speak to your heart, not your head. And your undivided heart is what it takes. There is also so much about the new year and the whole concept of it that really doesn't align with my beliefs, other than it's a great excuse for a party. And you know, I do love a great party. But the truth is, I really don't believe in the whole time and space continuum as it's taught. I really don't believe in the new year. I have had way too many experiences to the contrary to believe in that bunk. I also can't relate to it as a measure of who I am or who I should be or what I should be doing. I'm a believer in flow and the perfection of all things. So please don't ask me to make resolutions or promises that I have no idea if I will keep. I don't know what's ahead. And let's face it, there are just some things that I, like you, may still repeat to some degree if it's a deep issue that I'm still working on in my life. I sort of look at it as fine-tuning my dials. I've learned to accept it, but I've also learned to be more conscious of my choices and to remember to determine if they are going to take me closer or further away from what I want to experience in my life. And that's what I want to share with you. In fact, I believe that this is the key to our happiness, to develop a new, keen awareness of which direction we're poised, which direction our energy is moving towards, and ask the question if it's going to produce what has the potential to lead us to a fuller expression of love, or to learn to pivot towards what will instead. Unfortunately, we know that this is sometimes confusing, as there may be conflicting voices in our head, and I know you've heard me talk about these before. And sometimes it's confusing because we may actually believe that they are coming from our heart. Ouch! Those are the ones that come back and very often bite us, and you know where. But nonetheless, there are some principles that will never ever lead us astray and will help us to unlock these locked doors to our happiness. So here are a few that will keep you in the flow of unfolding. And from my perspective, that's what every day is about. So number one, if someone tells you that it's time for a new you, pivot. And remember instead to just practice more at being you, the real you, not the expected or the watered-down version. You are already whole, and you're designed perfectly for your task at hand of being you. And this will bring you such a huge dose of happiness. Number two, instead of making any kind of resolutions that are packed with false belief that I'll never do that again, or maybe they're filled with some other unfair sort of grandiose expectation, accept in your heart that every nanosecond is the opportunity for life to begin again, for life to begin anew. There simply are no limitations, and time doesn't ever run out for you. So maybe instead make an intention, but make certain that that intention is in alignment with your heart's desire, not someone else's. Intend to unfold, to expand, to stay out of your own way, and be the greatest expression of your truth. And then be committed to doing so, because an intention without a commitment is a recipe for suffering. So before you make that intention, ask yourself, am I committed to this? Am I committed to doing whatever it takes to co-create this in my life? And if you're not full in, ask yourself how much you are willing to give, and then let that be okay for now. Number three, let go and let God. The truth is, it's the only path. It's the only path to success. It's the only path to success that can follow your intentions and your commitment, that partnership, to allowing new things into your life. And I know it may seem counterintuitive, right, to make an intention and then to let go. But remember, you're not intending to make something happen. You are intending to commit to allowing something to happen. And there's a big difference there, right? Can you feel that difference? So cultivate that feeling, the belief of the power that you have in doing so. Cultivate that feeling of being safe to just let go and allowing things to come to you rather than working so hard to make things happen. You don't need to know. You don't need to know how. You only need to be committed to staying out of your own way and to just let it happen. Number four, keep making space. Make space in your life, in your world, in your mind, and most certainly in your heart. And the best way, in fact, the only way from where I see it, is to let go of the clutter, no matter what it is. What's taking up space and energy that has dead weight in your life? You know, forgiveness is a form of letting go. Letting go of the experiences of the past that weigh heavily on your heart. And you may have noticed that a heavy heart feels very little happiness, let alone joy. So know that this forgiveness requires flexibility and the willingness to see things differently so that you can experience something new in your life. And in fact, all that new is waiting for you. It's waiting for you to make space for it. So all of those old, worn-out beliefs, habits, perspectives, and yes, even relationships, take up space, and they also take up the energy so that it's no longer available for you to create something new from it. You must let it go. And you know, it was Socrates who said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." And I believe that he was right. And in fact, my own experiences in my life demonstrates this over and over and over again. So what that means is that in order to discern what the clutter is, you need to constantly and consistently re-examine your life as well as your experiences. Do we do this for the purpose of beating yourself up if you don't like it? No. You do it for the purpose of becoming empowered, for making adjustments so that you do like your life, like what you are experiencing. And ask the question, what do I need to let go of so that I can expand into a greater expression of my true self? You might say, of love. What do I need to change? It will be completely different from what another needs to change. So listen to the answers that come from your heart and not your head. Your head will most often lead you astray, but your heart never will. So number 5, find a way to give of yourself in new and different ways. If you find yourself shrinking and hoarding yourself from others, keep pivoting. Try on new things and new experiences that call your heart forward, and then give it. Let go of the need to hoard you. Breathe through it and expand, and let love extend through you instead. I promise you will need for nothing if you will do this. Show up for yourself, with yourself, and give the only thing that's worth giving, love. And love yourself enough to find out what is for your highest good. Be committed to letting go of what isn't, and make room for what is, and make giving from your heart the most important aspect of your life. That way, there will always be an open landing space for love to land within you. Give the gift of you, and as from the words of Abraham, give yourself. Turned on, tuned in, and tapped into the infinite source of love. It's already there within you, in your heart of hearts. And so as you go into this next moment, seize it. Seize this moment for you to come into you, for you to gift you to this world that so desperately needs you. And if you have any questions or you need some guidance in how to really tune into your heart, love yourself enough to reach out and get what you need in order to do that, because your happiness really does depend on it. If my words and my heart resonate with you, reach out to me. And if another's resonates with you more, reach out to them. But whatever you do, learn that in that reaching out, you are letting go of the resistance and the false beliefs that have developed within you that you're not enough or you're not worthy enough to ask for more. So let this next nanosecond be filled with all of you showing up to receive all that is waiting for you to welcome it in. And so I welcome you to this time of great transformation, and I'm thrilled to be able to say that I'm here with you all the way. And I look forward to having so many wonderful conversations ahead, and for us to remember that we are all in this together. Let's really make it count. Make 2018 the year your heart expanded and love extended itself through you. Make 2018 the year of your heart. I am.